And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Elena Fryer with Carbon County Recreation to talk about the events coming up for International Days. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ro?
I'm doing great. It's that time. You guys are busy, busy when it comes to International Days.
Yes, yes. So busy.
Okay, so let us know when the events will take place and what we can plan on.
Okay, so pretty much all of our events will be on Saturday. So the first event on Saturday is our 5K race. And this is actually going to be sponsored. Well, not sponsored. The United Way. All proceeds are going to the United Way.
It's like a benefit for them.
Yeah. So they're calling it Runs with Scissors.
That sounds scary.
I know. Someone the other day said, so are you giving all the runners scissors to run with? I
was like, but when you explain why it's named Run with Scissors, people will understand.
So Run with Scissors is they're trying to get donations for their, I think they call it their backpack fund. So they're asking for donations for school supplies to fill backpacks. And it's for people who maybe need help with school supplies and stuff like that.
So crayons, pencils, colored pencils, scissors,
notebooks,
whatever you can help donate, because this is how they help kids in our area, both Carbon and Emory, with items they need to go back to school, which is
coming up. Holy cow.
I know. It's crazy. It's International Days seems to be where it's like, oh, man, summer's over.
Right.
So what else we got? So you wanted, how much is that?
Okay, so the 5K, if you register by the Wednesday before, 27th, so if you register by the 27th by 5 o'clock p.m., you get a t-shirt, and that's $15, includes the t-shirt. Or there's a family price of $25, and that does not include t-shirts, but you can purchase t-shirts for $8 a shirt. If you register after Wednesday, you are not guaranteed a t-shirt.
So earlier the better.
Yes.
And this is a 5K. Do we know the route where you meet at?
So it's the same route as last year, and we actually changed it last year to what we've done in years past. So we will have check-in and registration in the parking lot of the Aaron Jones dorms.
Okay.
So it's right there on the corner of 300 East and... what is it? 500 south?
500
south?
Something north, like that.
North.
Yeah, 500 south.
North.
Yeah, 500 north, I think it is.
So right there just in the parking lot. And then the route, we kind of go up into that like neighborhood around like the Castle Heights.
And what time does it start?
So registration will be at 7:30 and the race starts at 8.
All right, perfect. So can they just run down to Carbon Rec and register that way? Or
yep, you can come down and register, or we do have online registration now.
Oh,
so
great.
So you can go to carbonrec.com and then just look for the 5K races and you can do all of it online. Or you can do morning of, which... you're not guaranteed a t-shirt, and we'd prefer you not to do morning of, but we'll still take you the
morning
of. It's
just easier. That way you can kind of have an idea
of
whatnot. And the items that they're donating, like the school supplies, they bring that with them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. And what else are we doing that day?
Okay. So then later that day, we will have the climbing wall in the park, and that is from noon to 4, and that's in Washington Park. And then we will do a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and registration for that starts... I think we start at around 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Just after the parade.
Mm-hmm. And that's just at the new basketball courts over there by the new horseshoe pits. And it is $20 a team, and it is 3-on-3. And we'll take any age. And if we get enough, we'll split them depending on how old they are. But you do have to have a team of three. And then after the parade also, we do a horseshoe tournament, which...
I do.
Run for us.
I do that. Yes, I'm the horseshoe lady.
Horseshoe lady.
That's what I was referred to this weekend. Are you the horseshoe lady? Yeah, I'm the horseshoe lady.
That's me.
And we're kind of doing the same thing you are for basketball. Registration was started immediately following the parade. And I'm thinking we're going to start about 1-ish. By the time everyone gets parked and up there and whatnot.
Gets their canopy set up.
Yeah,
gets...
and all that good stuff. So usually about 1 o'clock we'll start.
And that is $10 a team.
Right.
And it's doubles. And we are only doing doubles, singles.
No, not this year. So it should be lots of fun. So lots of fun stuff going on. Go ahead.
We do have the climbing wall in the park on Friday for Kids Day. And that is up at Pioneer Park, and that is from 10 a.m. till noon. And that's the free kids' day that they have, like, a ton of different things for the kids to do.
The only difference is the climbing wall will be up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the climbing wall is up by Pioneer Park on Friday. And then it'll be down in Washington Park on Saturday.
So lots going on. You guys are a big part of this with running your activities and whatnot. So we've got the 5K Saturday morning. And like I said, it is a benefit for United Way. Mm-hmm. It's called Running with Scissors. You want to register? You can register online. Just go to Carbon Rec. If you have any questions, of course, you can always call Carbon Rec at 636-3702. And then they'll do their usual 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Registration about after the parade, mm-hmm. let's just say, and then as well as the horseshoe tournament. So lots going on, lots you can be a part of. I mean, it's International Days. There's lots going on. So come on out, be a part of this. And I appreciate Carbon Rec being a part of it by doing all their fun things. So anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. Just come on out. International Days is going to be awesome this year.
Oh, yeah. So I've seen the schedule.
They've got a new carnival that I think is going to be pretty good. So,
all right. Sounds great. This has been a Castle Country FYI.